that is our month for March Hope in Hoops. And again, you know how it works. We've done this for many, many years. We look for your pledges, your support to get behind us as we either one of us announcers or a guest shooter hoops it up here at WWIB. And we'll do it around 6:45 to 6:50 this morning. And we'll tell you some more about that as we move along here this morning. And I was suggesting, Jason Kanz, to start the best 5 minutes of the day. I mean, maybe, just maybe, if we ask nice, like, pretty pleased with sugar on top. Yeah, maybe not too much sugar, but anyhow, maybe you'd come in some morning and be our guest shooter at 6:45.
That's possible, I suppose. I will have to look at what the schedule looks like.
Yeah.
I'm a little reluctant. The last time I did it, I did not shoot well.
Ah, okay.
So, you know, I've got a little hesitation around how unsuccessful I am. So,
well, imagine
I'm gonna have to practice ahead of time.
Imagine having to be a WIB announcer and have that hesitation with you throughout the month.
Yes, indeed.
Well, it is my favorite winter in my history here in Wisconsin. I'd said my two favorite winters had been the two in Liberia, but again, with all due respect to the snow lovers, this has been amazing.
So far, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been great. And I can't imagine, knock on wood, that we're going to get a ton of bad stuff yet. So,
right. But having said that, we all have memories of March and April, even early May snowstorms.
For
right?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, and if they come, they come. But at this point, it's not going to last forever, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a treat, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I don't want to be. We got a brand new month, and we got our Hope in Hoops and everything like that. But I guess just something that was on my mind, and I'm just curious because today we're going to finish up 1 Peter 5, and then take up Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. You have a book, a devotion. So you've unpacked the whole New Testament with your devotional commentary. You've focused on John 13 through 17, which the great Philip Yancey says is a passage that he loves to read that whole section every Easter season. But I just, you know, I'm really struck by it. It seems like the Gospels surprise us. And one of the biggest ways is that the spiritual abuse, right, of religious leaders. And Jesus, you know, and I think of Matthew 23, where Jesus kind of lights them up.
Yep.
And the Bible just has, and the Gospels in particular, have these surprises for us that even once we supposedly read it, it seems like we still diminish it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, and I would have mentioned Matthew 23 as well. I think, you know, too often I think religion gets used as a way to control and diminish people, and how you said it there at the end is that we diminish the gospel or something like that. And, you know, it's so much more grand, so much more gracious, so much more loving than we can possibly imagine. And unfortunately, sometimes religious leaders use it to keep people under their thumbs.
Yeah. I saw Remy Dietrich, the former pastor and the founding pastor at Cedarbrook and Menominee. He had done an interview on his book on spiritual abuse, which I had commented on. I don't know, my comment might even be an endorsement on the book, but I talked about it as the best book on that subject I'd ever read, and Subtle Power of Spiritual Abuse from David Johnson and Jeff Van Vonderen had gotten a lot of attention. But when I look it up, it says spiritual abuse happens when someone uses spiritual or religious beliefs to hurt, scare, or control you. It can involve someone forcing you or your children to participate in spiritual or religious practices when you don't want to. And so I think it just is, it's just something to be aware of, and it's right there in black and white in the Gospels, and I guess, yes, Matthew 23 prominently comes to mind. So.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I think there's, for people who are interested, there are a lot of resources out there trying to understand it better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyhow, it's just something to be aware of, because the things
you
that
bet.
Jesus certainly spoke about it.
It may
not have been termed in the translation. It may not be exactly termed spiritual abuse, but when you break it down, that's clearly what it is. So.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, well, yeah. One last day, the last three verses of 1 Peter 5 today.
All right. So it's 12 to 14. And
yeah.
It says, I have written and sent this short letter to you with the help of Silas, whom I commend to you as a faithful brother. My purpose in writing is to encourage you and assure you that what you are experiencing is truly a part of God's grace for you. Stand firm in this grace. Your sister church here in Babylon sends your greetings, and so does my son Mark. Greet each other with a kiss of love. Peace be with all of you who are in Christ.
Mm-hmm. And the way you handled that in Letters to the Beloved is Peter passed this letter along, filled with my grace and encouragement through his brother Silvanus, sending greetings from the church in Babylon and John Mark. Peter's final appeal was a call to relational intimacy. Be proactive about reaching out, treating one another lovingly, not only in word, but also in action, and reminding each other of the inexplicable peace that only I can offer. Final thoughts.
Yeah, I think that's just a good finish. And I think so often the gospel writers, the people who wrote the letters in the New Testament, finish really with this strong call to grace and a reminder that we're part of the same body.
Mm-hmm. Very good. See you at breakfast tomorrow?
You bet. Sounds good.
Talk
see
to you then. All right. On to birthdays. Nothing else coming on the list tonight, but we do have a birthday wake-up call to someone in Texas in about 22 minutes. How about them apples, huh? All right, other birthdays today. Jacob Bauer, happy birthday. We used to act with Jacob in the Karen Hurd Community Theater. He's 28 today. Teresa Stevens, happy birthday to Teresa. Jay Lord with a birthday today. Julie Anderson, a great sister in the Lord. Happy birthday to Julie. And speaking of great sisters in the Lord, Joyce Orth. And as I've been working with her and Cap Morgan Moore at Fierce Freedom, they got a big event. Night of Freedom and Hope, 1 week from tonight. Sign up for that. They need to know you're coming, either a VIP or the general event at the Lismore. But Joyce with a birthday today, and she's one of the overseers at Valleybrook Church and just a great woman of God and a dear friend. Love you, Joyce. All right, on to the national birthday scene today. There's a lot of them. Roger Daltrey of The Who is the big 8-0 today. Yeah, Dirk Benedict from the A-Team is 79. Ron Howard, Opie from The Andy Griffith Show, and Richie from Happy Days is 70, director of many movies. All right, got a birthday wake-up call this morning at 12 and a half before 7 and 34 degrees, but it's outside of the immediate western Wisconsin WIB listening area, and it's outside of the Badger State. It's outside of the Midwest. It's all the way to Katy, Texas, where we find Candy this morning. Candy spelled C-A-N-D-E-E. Is that right, Candy?
That's correct.
Well, happy birthday. She is the daughter of Betty Sittler, one of our great longtime WIB listeners. And you lived in Wisconsin until what age?
Until I went to college. And then after I graduated, I stayed in Springfield, Missouri, where I went to school, and then met my husband. And we moved to Massachusetts for 15 years. And then we've spent the last 11 here in Houston, where he's originally from.
Wow, you could teach a geography lesson with all that travel.
Just about. We drove most of it, so yeah.
So from the Badger State to the Show Me State to Massachusetts and to Texas, so yeah. Which is your favorite?
Oh, that's Texas, no doubt.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All of us Wisconsinites, you're still a Packer fan over the Cowboys, though. Come on.
Oh, I was never a Packer fan. Okay. Sorry. My dad was a Bears fan, so I grew up a Bears fan.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, we love you anyhow, Candy.
Oh, that's good.
So, let's see. Your mom did tell me how old you are today. Do you care to tell us?
Mm-hmm. I'm 54.
Yeah. You're 50. And actually, it's tomorrow, right?
It is tomorrow, yes. Yeah.
But here's the thing. She goes, how could that be since she's only 50?
I know. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? I mean, miracles happen, right?
I guess. So, what are you doing for this birthday eve today?
Working, actually. One of the days I have to go into the office. I work off the schedule, so I work.
Where do you work? We're losing her.
Sorry.
You're kind of breaking up a little bit. Yeah.
Is that better?
Now it is. Keep talking.
Okay. Yeah, no, I work for a geodata collection company. We do check like road stability and bridges and even offshore stuff for oil rigs and things like that. So we collect a lot of geodata. So I'm an accountant for them.
Wow. Pretty cool.
It is. It's pretty cool.
Fantastic. Well, happy birthday. Your mom loves you a lot. And she said she hasn't seen you in a while.
She has not. It's been 2 years. Since my niece's wedding in June 2 years ago, but she's going to be here at the end of March for a whole week. So nice. I am counting down the days.
Yeah, great. Catch up. Hey, I wanted to ask you real quick. We've been reading about these terrible fires in Texas. Is that anywhere near Katy, Texas?
No, I believe that's up near Amarillo area, and Texas is huge.
Yeah.
Houston area is the size of the state of Rhode Island, just the Houston metro area, just to give you an
wow.
idea of how big. So, yeah, it takes about 8 to 10 hours to drive to Amarillo from where I'm at.
That's crazy. Yeah. So, Katie, it's big. So Katy is near Houston, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we're a western suburb of Houston.
All right. I was in Houston 5 years ago, but I didn't stop by. Sorry. Hey, thank you
That's
so much.
Okay.
Happy birthday tomorrow. Thanks for being a good sport about this. And, again, we hope we're at least second in your heart to Texas in terms of your favorite states. So.
We are. I love to come back to the Badger State and enjoy the cooler summers from what they are here, Mark.
And I'll tell you what, you just missed the mildest winter we've ever had. So.
That's what my sister and my mom have been telling me.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very good.
So,
All right. Love you, Candy. Take care. There we go. The daughter of Betty Sittler, one of our great listeners, Candy, there in Katy, Texas on WWIB. March, the month that we will get through before we get to that big concert at the Pablo Center on April 8th. Should be great. Well, March is also a number of other things, including music in our schools month.
Also, my sister would be a big fan of that, music teacher at Flambeau. It's also National Caffeine Awareness Month. So not Caffeine Month, it's National Caffeine Awareness Month. So whether you want to be aware of its adverse effects or of the way it can help you, you choose, I guess.
Most notably here at WWIB, I'm going to try to get brownie points. It is Hope and Hoops Month.
It is indeed.
It's also a month to sing with your child.
It is National Craft Month in March as well.
This is Employee Spirit Month.
Rah, rah. It is National Noodle Month, whether that's using your brain noodle or eating noodles. Maybe one feeds into the other.
Get out the pasta. It's National Peanut Month.
It is National Sauce Month as well.
Mm-hmm. It's National Caffeine Awareness Month.
It is National Eye Donor Month.
Celery being celebrated this month.
It is National Flower Month. No, not flowers like you grow them, flowers as in unbleached.
Yes, making cookies. It is Frozen Food Month.
It is National Nutrition Month.
It is On Hold Month. Yeah, boy, I don't know. That's a tough one.
I was thinking, you know, I'm done with my taxes, but the longest I've ever spent on hold was when I had to call TurboTax one time.
Wow.
That might have been after my identity had been stolen. And I'm not sure I'd want to celebrate that.
Right.
Hopefully they have some good music. It's National Umbrella Month.
Red Cross Month as well.
Optimism Month. That's great.
For understandable reasons, it's Irish American Heritage Month.
It is also Women's History Month.
And Youth Art Month. And also, Daylight Savings Time begins next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend. Kayla will be springing ahead an hour next weekend. Also, look forward to St. Patrick's Day on March 17th, a Sunday this year, and that's the same day the NCAA men's basketball selection happens. The women's is close to that, and the women's, with Caitlin Clark getting so much attention, she said yesterday she's going to leave college hoops after this year. So
I'm super pumped to see that tournament. But, we'll see where Caitlin ends up as well, too. She's a fun player to watch. A lot of great things going on in March. And again, Hope and Hoops looking for the very first pleasure this hour. I'm going to be shooting at 8:45. Would love to have your text. With a shot amount made, again, per shot I make, per shot I miss, or, again, on the first day, I'm just saying a flat pledge would be very welcome as well to take a little pressure off. 715-396-1670. You can text it, 715-396-1670. You can give us a call as well. Hope and Hoops, thank you so much to my mom for being the first pledger, and she said $10 flat per shot. So thank you so much, Mom, for jumping in and being the first pledger this hour, supporting WIB Incorporated and doing the flat pledge, too, to take the pressure off her second born. Thank you so much, supporting the programs that we grew up listening to here on WWIB. Well, it's time here on a Friday morning, 749, 37 degrees, gorgeous sunshine. We enter March, and there's just a lot going on in the world, and we want to keep you up to date, keep you informed. News, sports, politics, pop culture, we aggregate all that information, work feverishly to bring it to you, and then we condense it down to just a minute or two. We do it in condensed fashion because we know you're busy and we respect your time. We call it headlines, and here we go.
Apple has changed its mind and won't be building an electric car.
It's sad. I was looking forward to a car that crashes less than Windows.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, NASA needs people to live in a Mars-like lab for over 1 year here on Earth. You won't even be able to go outside for a walk.
So this is a perfect job for most Americans.
Seems like they'd like it.
An AT&T service interruption last Thursday left tens of thousands of smartphone customers without cellular service and data connections.
Yes, tens of thousands of AT&T customers just like me discovered a new feature, the paperweight mode on their phone.
Voila.
Well, yes, NASA does need people to live in their Mars-like lab for over a year.
Just like future travelers to Mars, communication will be almost non-existent. Sort of like being an AT&T customer.
Ouch.
After some fact-checking, the Guinness World Records people say the world's oldest dog is no longer the world's oldest dog.
Hope he doesn't take it too rough. Well, a South Carolina college is giving out athletic scholarships to people who play cornhole.
Yeah, cornhole's the only sport where you can win a scholarship for your ability to attend a tailgate.
Indeed.
And finally, this Friday morning, according to a report, more and more women have spent time in prison.
Makes you think twice about cutting off a soccer mom in traffic.
That's for sure.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, thinking about a concert yesterday and this morning that happened on February 11th, and that was the benefit concert with Jason Gray. You heard about it a lot on What's Happening here on WWIB, and we found out yesterday that Siri, the young 16-year-old battling cancer, that I think you probably could say she lost the battle, but she won. She won because she went home to be with Jesus. And Jason Gray had a post yesterday on his social media that we shared on ours this morning. And I wanted to read it to you in case you're not someone who uses Facebook a lot. It was a tribute, again, from Jason. He says, "My new friend Siri Basham passed away this morning. She was 16 years old. She had just turned 16 when she was diagnosed with an aggressive cancer. Jason says, I only got to spend time with her twice. After a concert in New Richmond, Wisconsin last October, and then again just a couple weeks ago when I got to do a benefit concert for her and her family in Ladysmith, Wisconsin, where the whole community skipped Super Bowl Sunday to show up with their love and support. Siri wasn't well enough to attend, but I got to go visit her in the hospital the next morning. The first time we met, her and her mom were kind, generous in spirit, and it seemed to me a bit weary from the battle. I was glad they were at the concert and hoped it had been a bit of a reprieve for them." Again, a social media post from Jason Gray about Siriana. He says, "Our second visit was in the hospital and was meaningful and, of all things, fun. She was playful, funny, and so full of life, with a spirit that was so clearly defiant against the cancer that she wasn't going to let take her without a fight. We laughed a lot." He says, "In the brief time I knew Siri, she was kind, brave, and gave life to those around her. My favorite moment was when she made us all dance after I told her that I'm no good at dancing. When I proved I was telling the truth, she grooved right there in her hospital bed to show me how it's done, with the kind of joy in life that makes death unbelievable. I don't know why these things happen in the world, but all I can do is pray to God for mercy for her family and loved ones. The words of John Donne are on my mind today, 'Death, thou shalt die.' Death may have claimed Siri, but I believe she's already slipped out of its grasp and is in the arms of the life that was always alive in her." And Jason Gray finished this. He says, "I know most of you reading this never got to meet them, but the Bashams are a precious family. The final insult of dying and death is that it's expensive. If you'd like to help them in their time of loss, the GoFundMe link is here." And again, we've shared this on our WWIB Facebook page as well. He says, "If everyone gave just a little bit, it would be a lot." Finally, he says, "I don't post this to receive condolences for myself, but to honor Siri and her family and provide an opportunity for people to bless them if they feel moved to do so." Again, honoring the life of Siri, who went home to be with her dear Savior yesterday morning. Jason Gray now. Nothing is wasted.
Broke your heart and left you trembling in the dark, feeling lost and alone. We'll tell your hopes a lie, but what if every tear you cry will seed the ground where joy will grow?
I think we have a last second pledge coming in for Hope and Hoops, and we'll get the details on that in just a moment. So that gives you a little overtime to jump in here, 715-396-1670, 396-1670. If you want to text in a pledge, thank you to Linda from Chippewa Falls, my mom from the Rice Lake area. Again, all giving gifts so far. I feel like maybe I over-warmed up, like maybe I warmed up a little more than I should have. Because they were not going in at nearly such a high rate. But we'll still do the best that we can. And, it's the first day, and there'll be many more days after this. So Howell's got the details of one final pledge here, unless someone else texts in.
We kind of balance each other out, because I did not practice at all. But, I underpracticed.
And I overpracticed.
And maybe you overpracticed. Yeah, John and Glenn Flora just phoning in and said $15 per make, $10 per miss, and he's going to stop by later today.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, the best of the week coming up. I'm just guessing this won't make it to the best of the week, but we'll do the best that we can. Yeah, anyway, I think we both stall for a while too, but let's do this. Let's try it.
Yeah, there you go. All right. I think the theme I'm embracing this year is no pressure, and so I invite you to embrace that as well.
It's really hard for me to.
Yeah, I know.
That.
I know. Oh. All right. Caleb's got a nice blue shirt on today. He called a wonderful McDonald girls win last night as they make it to the sectional final in D4. The first one is on the way. Got it. Money. One down, four to go. Next one. There it is. On the way. Got it. Two for two. Two swishers so far. The number three is on the way and good. Three for three. It's perfection so far. Number four, there it goes. He's four for four. One away from matching last year's perfection, and he's off the back. It was 4 out of 5, 80%, though, and good job.
I wanted it too bad last one.
You
but
were
I'm
just,
very pleased with that, though.
Yeah, you had four straight swishes, even.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. No, I'll take that, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'll take that. Thank you so much to, again, John from Glen Flora,
mm-hmm.
and then my mom with a pledge as well from Rice Lake, and Linda from Chippewa Falls, so all of them going into that drawing for a $30 Quick Trip gift card. And folks can get on the horn right now and pledge for Dawson if they want as well, too. Dawson on the drive.
That's right. Our text number, 715-396-1670. I heard from my mom after my 1-for-5 performance. She texted me and said, don't feel bad. Giannis isn't good at free throws either.
There you go. It's such a mark of the curse of perfectionism that I'm really thinking about that last shot now.
Yeah.
That orange ball. It's like,
you know what?
Just should have taken one more deep breath. But I should just be thankful.
You should.
To make four. So
I think you have Tom Brady thinks of the three Super Bowls he didn't win.
Yeah. You know what? It's the first day we're going to do this all throughout the month. And we're going to have fun with it. And hopefully you will as well. Now it's time for something we always have fun with on a Friday morning, and that's best of the week. And this is number 165, I believe, of this episodic part of the WIB Wake Up Show.
It's hard to remember when we didn't do this, but here we go, the best of the week.
Hi, this is Wendy Bazinski, and this is my cabin fever scream.
Hi, this is Micah from Colfax.
Hi, Mike. The question is this. Typically, men do this less than once per month. What is it? Two people are going to be walking away with free tickets right here, right now. Let's do that drum roll. The winner of the concert tickets to We Are Messengers and Ben Fuller is...
Nathan Cox of Barron.
Congratulations, Nathan. You are going on our dime to We Are Messengers on April 8th.
This is Janae from Neillsville.
Number for the day is 100,000. That's the number of deaths due to snake bites each year. And you told me not to be afraid of snakes. That's something. Seven above on this leap day, Thursday, February 29th, a day that only happens once every 4 years. So happy leap day, Jason Cairns.
Happy leap day. I was just saying to Grace the other day that I think leap day should be every 4 years. It should just be a free day for people, you know, where they don't have to, you know, almost like a bonus holiday. And but so far, no one has taken me up on that.
Hey, this is Miss with John, the trailer guy.
Yes.
Hi. From Gilman.
From Gilman. Good to hear from Gilman. And yeah, let's, we probably should play one of your husband's ads here pretty soon.
Hey, this is Crystal from Jim.
Hey, Crystal.
How about lighting a candle?
How about lighting a candle? Makes me think of Candle in the Wind from Kansas.
So many and different tries.
Keep the candle burning for Point of Grace. Yes, Crystal, you got it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, we're going to wait until the next leap day, Crystal. Thank you.
Which clue helped you the most? Yeah.
When you said it's often gave as a gift because we make candles ourselves, so that one was like, I just thought I'd try it.
Hi, my name is Samantha, and I'm calling from Baronet.
Are you up for rapid fire, Jordan St. Cyr?
Let's see what we can do. Let's go for it.
Here we go.
All right, rapid fire with Jordan St. Cyr. Favorite outdoor activity?
Hiking.
What's your least favorite household chore?
Scrubbing the toilet.
20 below zero or 90 degrees and humid?
Oh, my goodness. 20 below zero.
There you go. Other than your home, what's your favorite state in the U.S.? And again, you're from Canada, so just pick a state.
Pick a state. Let's go with Oregon.
Have you ever cried during a movie?
I have, absolutely.
What is the best breakfast food?
A simple breakfast. Just give me eggs over easy, bacon, toast, hash browns.
There you go.
Got a spot.
Favorite sports team?
The Winnipeg Jets from Canada, so got to go with hockey.
Yes. Dogs or cats?
Dogs, all the way.
Who is your favorite superhero?
Ooh, let's go with Wolverine.
And finally, because Halvo always wants to make sure we ask this question, does pineapple belong on pizza?
Absolutely not.
Really, with the Canadian bacon and from Canada and all that, too. I was a little surprised. I thought you would go that way.
My wife loves pineapple on pizza, right. And I'm like, I put up with it, but it's never my first choice.
Sevilla from Blair.
There's so many dogs, this reminds me of an Italian election.
This is Roxy from Ojibwa.
Hi, this is Shelley, and I have cabin fever.
The best of the week. Thank you, Havel, for putting that together.